There is no other agency like the EPA. It should really be renamed the Job Killing Organization of America.
Cause brothers, it's a fact. If we take and don't put back, they'll have to pay for all we did. So let's leave some blue up above us. Let's leave some green on the ground. It's only there's tomorrow. Let's save some for tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, good old crazy Michelle Bachmann. As I say, I miss her. I miss the crazy, honestly and truthfully. Anyway, according to those long-haired hippie liberals over at NASA and the NOAA and the Japan Meteorological Agency, May was the fourth warmest month on record. NASA also pointed out that the Northern Hemisphere saw its third warmest period since they began taking records back in 1880. But hey, never mind, nothing to see, move along. No problems here, let's drill baby drill and burn baby burn and pollute. I'm here to share some thoughts on what's going on with our EPA. And I would argue one of the most dangerous agencies in our government right now, the guy with the Superman phone booth, and really just paranoid as all can be. I've asked Drew Caputo to come talk with us. He's Earth Justice's Vice President of Litigation for Lands, Wildlife, and Oceans. Drew, thanks for taking time for us.
It's a pleasure to be here, Rick.
So we got the guy with the Superman phone booth, which I don't understand. Why does he need the Superman phone booth? Why does he need this skiff? Is what he is saying so important and so super secret that the rest of us can't know about it?
Well, I guess I can come up with two explanations. One is ego. That seems like a pretty good explanation. The other is that he spends a lot of time talking to his pals in industry, and he doesn't want the career civil servants at EPA hearing what he has to say. I really think those are the two possible explanations.
Yeah, and as we've been finding out from the Freedom of Information Acts, he's had a lot of email contact with captains of industry and, you know, basically, you know, selling our air, our water, our future to the lowest bidder.
Yeah, there's never been a presidential administration that was more interested in doing the bidding of industry than this one. It's really pretty sad.
But are you surprised by it? I mean, come on. You go back and you watch the 2016 campaign. You know, I was saying back then, you know, every agency will be weaponized against us. We're going to be going back to the good old days of the 80s and 90s and not the 1980s and 90s. Are you surprised by any of this?
Not really. One thing I will give to President Trump is that he was pretty transparent when he was running about what he planned to do. I guess I'm a little surprised that the administration has been as bad on the environment without exception on every single issue. I mean, it is literally the most anti-environmental presidential administration since the dawn of the modern environmental movement. And I don't think a lot of people in November 2016 voted for polluted air or dirty water, but that's where we are right now.
Yeah, but here's the thing, and this is, I played Michelle Bachmann that clip right at the beginning for a reason. The Republicans have been saying this for in my view, almost ever. You know, the job killers, Drew.
Yeah, I mean that's their story. I think it's just flat wrong. For example, clean energy through wind or solar power or through energy efficiency is not only better for the environment. These are new industries with new jobs, and that is the 21st century energy picture. And Americans can be either leaders in that, which again matters not just for the environment, but in terms of economic growth, because one of the things Americans are best at is creating new industries and new jobs. Or we can have a backward-looking 1950s-style energy policy, which is not only terrible for the environment, but it means we're going to miss out on the opportunity to be a leader in the 21st energy economy, and that's just really sad.
Now, I'm with you, but you know, here's the thing. You hit it right on the head. Those are new industries with not a lot of entrenched power, not a lot of huge money to be greasing a lot of palms and making campaign contributions. So it just seems to me that, well, you know, big oil spending a lot of money on lobbying and, well, buying influence.
That's true, but that's where we that's where people like Earth Justice come in, because we fight back. One of the great things about America is that everybody has to follow the law. You have to follow the law. I have to follow the law. Scott Pruitt, the head of the EPA, has to follow the law, and so does President Trump. So we have been suing these guys when they've been making decisions that are not only bad for public health and the environment, but they're illegal.
Right.
And we're starting to put together a pretty good track record of winning in court, which I think matters for people, and it also really shows what these guys are up to.
No, I mean, thank goodness that you're doing that. And for right now, I agree with you. That's for now, we have some laws on our side to maybe help stop some of the horrible. But as I watch this administration pack the courts with their types, the fear is that that's no longer the remedy.
Yeah, I understand the fear. And the president is packing the courts with some people who are the appointments seem designed to implement the administration's and the industry's agenda. But the reality is there are hundreds and hundreds of federal judges, all of whom have lifetime tenure. And I think the day before the November 2016 election, there were a number of federal judges who were thinking about retiring. And when they looked at themselves in the bathroom mirror the following morning, I think they decided that maybe they weren't going to retire anytime soon. So I guess I'm an optimist on this. A number of the cases that we have won against the Trump administration for their illegal decisions that we've successfully challenged, we're winning cases in front of judges who were appointed by a Republican president. So this isn't, this is not purely an ideological issue. And there are plenty of judges of all political stripes out there who are prepared to call them as they see them and hold the government accountable when it violates the law, as these guys have made a habit of doing.
Yeah, because you could make the argument that this administration has been really great for folks like you. I mean, full employment for lawyers, especially environmental lawyers.
Yeah, I'd rather be out on the street with a tin cup and have a president who was protecting public health and the environment than be really busy. But if we've got the president that we've got, then we're going to play our role and we're going to be really busy, and we are really busy.
Because here's the thing that bothers me. The environment is something that you don't realize that it's going south until, well, it's too late. And, as someone who grew up in Cleveland in the 1970s, where the lake was basically dead, the only fish you ever saw were floating sideways, looking up at the sky with one eye. The air was terrible. We had acid rain and the pollution was horrible. Everybody I knew had asthma, including me. And my fear is we end up back there again. That, all of the smart things we did through the 80s and 90s to clean up and to make sure that our air and our water are at least somewhat usable, we're undoing it at almost a breakneck pace.
I think you're right to be worried about that, but I have a slightly more positive take. Maybe it's because I'm an optimist. You grew up in Cleveland, and in the late 1960s, the Cuyahoga River caught fire.
Thanks for that.
Yeah. As a general matter, today America's waters are cleaner than they were in, say, 1972. And also as a general matter, today America's air is cleaner than it was in 1970. And that's not by happenstance. It's because in 1970, we enacted the Clean Air Act. And in 1972, we enacted the Clean Water Act. And those are strong, powerful laws that put obligations on polluters and on the government. And crucially, they allow ordinary citizens like you or me, represented by an organization like Earth Justice, to file suit when either the polluter or the government isn't doing their job. So to me, that means that we are filled with possibility here. We can make progress. We've shown we can do it over the last, 50 years, almost 50 years. And we just need to keep doing it. And the key is that people stand up for what they believe in. I don't think a lot of people, as I said before, voted for dirty air or dirty water or for clear-cut forests or for wildlife species that go extinct. And now is the time for people to stand up and to be heard in whatever way they can. And what we at Earth Justice can do is to file lawsuits to make sure that the environment and people who care about it have a voice in court, and that the government officials have to follow the law just like anybody else.
And that we hold them accountable. You're right. But, part of what gets me is, the messaging that we've heard from the right and from the Trump administration that, that regulations are bad. All regulations are bad, Drew. They're job killers, And, you know, I often talk about the lack of protections and you know, the people killing lack of protections that come out of not having sane, rational regulation.
Yeah, I mean, that is the industry line. The reality is that we have proven in the past few decades that we can have really robust economic growth without destroying the environment. For example, since the turn of the century, the economy has grown by, I want to say, 30% in the aggregate, and greenhouse gas emissions have actually gone down. And that shows that you don't have to. The bad guys want to create a choice. You have to choose either a healthy environment or a healthy economy. And I think we've proven that we can do both. You have to make good choices.
Right.
So if you're going to do dumb things like solve your energy problem by drilling for oil in the Arctic Ocean, then you're not going to be able to have both. But if you make smart energy choices and move in the direction of a high-tech solution based on clean energy, you can have both. And I think that's where America needs to go, both environmentally and economically.
Yeah, I like what California claims they're going to be doing. I think it's by 2020 they're going to pursue having all new homes built with solar panels. I mean, to me, that's a good first step. I would like to see, you know, all new construction be energy independent and off the grid. You know, and I would love to have options for, you know, people who have pre-existing homes to do the same thing. I mean, we put solar panels on our house, and I think they're fantastic.
Yeah, and they create a lot of freedom, not just, again, for the for protecting the environment, but for creating opportunities to spend the money you're saving on something else. I read a really fascinating book once by a historian who said that the reason the United States won the Cold War against the Soviet Union was that after the energy shock of the 1970s, America and the West invested in energy efficiency and freed up a lot of capital that could be used for productive purposes, and the Soviet Union didn't. And I think there's the same lesson now, which is we can either spend money on the old ways of doing things, which are inefficient both energy-wise and economically, or we can move in a better direction, which, again, not only protects the environment, but it makes sense for the economy and jobs.
Right. But, Drew, all of that hippie liberal green stuff, they're all failures. Solyndra. I can't tell you how many conservatives have thrown Solyndra at me.
Yeah, it's true. There are a bunch of talking points being shopped around by big, powerful, entrenched economic interests like the oil and gas industry that want to protect their gravy train. But, you know, I got to believe that facts matter. One of the things I like about being a lawyer, a litigator, someone who goes to court, is that it's a lot harder to wave away facts, which are evidence, that you don't like and just dismiss it as fake news in court than it is on a lot of cable news channels. So we're just going to keep plugging away because we think that the American people care about the environment. We think that there are win-win solutions out there on energy and other issues that allow us to have a healthy, clean, fair environment and a robust, growing economy with opportunity for people. And we're going to keep plugging away, even if the folks in Washington, D.C. don't really see it that way.
It's stuff we absolutely need, and I'm all on board. So last question, how do we get to that point? What would Drew want our listeners to do? What do we wake up tomorrow doing? What do we wake up the next day doing?
Well, I think this is a time for people to stand up because the forces who are against the environment have a whole lot of control politically and economically. And people can stand up however they want to stand up. They can talk to friends and family about the importance of speaking up to elected officials. They can speak up to elected officials themselves. And if you get, if you're interested in what groups like Earth Justice, like what we at Earth Justice do, and you want to learn more about it, I hope you learn more about it. And if you think we're worthy of your support, I hope you'll consider giving us your support.
And we'll get the website out for folks to take a look at it. Earthjustice.org is your website. Drew, I appreciate your thoughts. You've taken time. I'd love to have you come back and talk to us again at some point down the road.
I'd love to do that, and I appreciate your generosity in having me on.
Anytime. Good stuff. Drew Caputo, he is the one of the litigators there with the Vice President of Litigation for Lands, Wildlife, and Oceans there at Earth Justice, earthjustice.org, the website. Quick break. Right back. Stick around. You're listening to The Rick Smith Show. This is why we fight.
for the rest of us. Rick Smith.